Jenny, we're going to come back to the old times here. The living conditions here were pretty chock-a-block, weren't they?
Like, they were. There was no running water for start off. Yes. There was no toilets. You had to go behind the ditch and get your Dawkins. There were no, you weren't looking what type of toilet roll you would buy. And you carried the water from a well, and half of the roofs were thatched and some of them boards.
Yes.
And when there come rain, you could see a drop coming down the wall, and you were lucky enough if it wasn't running down on the floor.
When your father's time, many people would be in this house.
Well, in this house here, it was overloaded because I had an aunt called Aunt Biddy Ann. And to start off with, she was married four times. But she married the first man, he was from Tinnego, Phil Doherty, and she had two of a family to him, and he died. Mm-hmm. And then she married a wooden man who had two of a family, Colwell and Buncrana. Mm-hmm. So they had a son between them, and then he died. Mm-hmm. So she left the five Waynes here to go to America to earn money to send for their passage. Now, there was me granny, me father, me mother, and then there was Pat and Kitty and Annie and Bridget, Mary and me. That was all in the one house with two rooms and a kitchen bed. Mm-hmm. And she sent the fare from America and brought them all out mm-hmm. to America, bar one. The last one was Danny Colwell, that's the one she had to mm-hmm. the wooden man. He was killed in the north. He was going with a girl from Ballymigan, and she went up to see him, and he was cycling along on the bike, and whatever way, he overbalanced, and there were a newly cut heads, you know, the spikes, mm-hmm. and one of the spikes went up through him, and he bled to death. So he didn't manage to get to America, but mm-hmm. she brought the other four. But it was a packed house, I'll tell
you. But you've obviously extended a wee bit here and there, but where would they have all, I mean, how would you accommodate that number of people? I mean,
well, as they'd be sleeping at two at the top of the bed and two at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked this fella Fullerton, how did you manage for a bottle? He says, you grab somebody's big toe.